En dat is een kwestie van grasduinen in de platenkoffer of USB-stick, het is maar net hoe je het bekijkt, van favoriete DJ's en producers. En je hebt van die DJ's die zich aan een strikt dieet van house en techno houden. En je hebt DJ's die de grenzen van een clubnacht volledig oprekken en zich echt nergens iets van aantrekken. En de Servische DJ Vladimir Ivković is er een van die laatste categorie. Hij werd bekend vanuit de megacoole Düsseldorfse club Salon des Amateurs. Hij staat bekend als iemand die minimale, langzame en weirde luistermuziek kan draaien. En dat dan gewoon doet op primetime clubtijd. Op Amsterdam Dance Event was hij een absoluut hoogtepunt. Afgelopen Le Guess Who was hij in Utrecht. En dit weekend is hij in Amsterdam. En dan staat hij in de school. Dus hoogste tijd voor een DJ shortlist. Nou, ik zei het net al, in Salon des Amateurs draait hij allemaal hele maffe tracks. En toen ik hem vanmiddag sprak, heb ik hem gevraagd naar welke van zijn favoriete tracks hij nog nooit buiten Salon des Amateurs heeft gedraaid. En ik kan je vast zeggen, het is een psychedelische verrassing die jij en ik krijgen zometeen.
Fuck, that's a difficult one, because there are rarely such tracks. But then there are certain tracks that created wonderful atmospheres at the salon. And that, well, you know, this unique happening at some point can't be repeated anywhere else. And the first thing I have in mind is, for example, a song by an old English 70s band called Ramazesh. And the title of the song is Live Child. And I remember being at the salon once in the middle of the night. I mean, it's probably peak time somewhere else. And I played this, and Taco from Music for Memory, Red Light Records was there, and it was just beautiful, magical moment. And I doubt that this can be repeated anywhere else.
So you don't dare to repeat it anywhere else?
Well, sometimes I put a needle on and I look at the people and I think, oh, you know, maybe I keep it the way it happened in the past, or the way it can happen only at the salon. Because it's not explicit dance track, it's not even newish, it's 40 years old, and probably never meant to be played in discotheques or dance spaces. But it's actually amazing dance, psychedelic dance song. Probably somewhere when we go out and play, I mean, you basically don't have that time and trust in the place or in the people, because something like this you can't really play in 2-3 hour sets out of nowhere. It is nice when the night starts somewhere at 10 and then 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning. You think, oh, now it's the right time to play to people. And sometimes when we travel, there is simply not enough time to go to the point where you can do such things.
Vet, hè? Hij is dus soms 5 uur bezig om toe te werken naar deze track in Salon des Amateurs. En hij komt er gewoon nu mee aanzetten in de DJ shortlist. Ik vind het echt fantastisch. Psychedelische rock uit 1973 van Ramesses. Dit is Life Child.
The sun is fading from your city, life child. From where I stand, it ain't so pretty, life child. I see your sun is going down, I see your wreckage on the ground. Full of poison water, life child. We took the place that was your daughter, life child. And as our dirt is spread around, we built our houses off the ground. Life child.
came down to earth to comfort me. Life jammed so that my spirit could be free. Life jammed. We left you hanging on a hill. Why don't we ever do your will?
Welke track hij nooit buiten de hippe Düsseldorfse club Salon des Amateurs zou draaien. En dan komt hij aanzetten met dit liedje uit 1973. Rameses en Life Child. Ik sprak hem eerder vanmiddag. Ik sprak hem ook lang. Echt een leuke gast. Hij praat echt honderd uit. En kan ook echt heerlijk nerden over muziek. Ja, ik vroeg hem niet alleen naar de weirde tracks die hij draait, maar ook hoe hij erop is gekomen om veel te variëren met de snelheden waarop hij draait. Want daar staat hij ook om bekend. En ik vroeg hem ook welke track hem dan precies inspireerde om dat te gaan doen. Nou, ik kan je vertellen, hij kwam aanzetten met 90s psytrance. Maar dat kunnen jij en ik wel aan, toch? En een zeer uitgebreid antwoord.
The idea is that's my personal quest. Like, what is hidden maybe behind the obvious? I'm, you know, somehow also quite bad in having people telling me what to do, being, you know, smoking like industrial cigarettes or you know, listening to stuff. There is also this old idea of cut up technique where you can take texts and then cut things out and then make a new puzzle and then find new meanings or, you know, create new meanings and things. So maybe the similar mindset brought me to that. You know, simply try things out. I mean, what you can do with records or recorded music in this DJ turntable frame between 33 and 45 rounds per minute and plus minus 8. And it's beautiful what kind of spaces and messages you can you can find when you do things like that. And I think for the first time I was, yeah, it was in the early 90s, exposed to this by accident when someone in a record store I used to frequently visit played an early psychedelic trance record. Sounded amazing. And from that day on, I basically started to visit this kind of psychedelic trance section every week to listen to 12 inches that were pressed in 45 on the wrong speed and figure out if it does something with me.
Then the next question for the DJ shortlist, do you remember the first time you heard a record being played that in that way that made you think, okay, I want to explore this particular record?
Yes, one of the first records, it's an old UK psytrance label called Dragonfly. One of the first records I heard on the wrong speed like that was Transmission by a project called Genetic. I mean, that record and a few others, that they were basically this start for a quest. Like, what can I do? What can I find in a place that I actually do not like? How can I make them mine, or what is hidden there? But also at the same time, I totally can imagine that there were plenty of early scam or warp records that I played on the wrong speed without intention to do so, because some of those records didn't have like 33 or 45 RPM written on them. So it's basically whatever sounded right for me is how I play them. But going back to this, you know, trance or psytrance thing, maybe this transmission was one of the first ones.
Dit is de DJ shortlist van Vladimir Ivkovic. En dit is de track die hem in de 90s inspireerde om tracks ook op de verkeerde snelheid te draaien. Ja, 90s psytrance. Dit is Transmission van Genetic in 3 voor 12 Radio.
He was holding back, he wasn't being cooperative, he wasn't giving me the information I needed, evasive, and finally I felt that he was playing games.
There is so much evidence in this situation, setting aside any anecdotal testimony from any witness, not from anybody who's been in one of these facilities, the evidence as to how the system operates in and of itself is illegal.
Play it, don't fuck with the
Transmission. Genetic. Deze 90s Psytrance track inspireerde Vladimir Ivkovic om tracks op verschillende snelheden af te spelen. En Matthijs die zegt ook, maar Eva, hebben we hem nu op de juiste of op de verkeerde snelheid gehoord? Nee, op de juiste snelheid. Ik kan dit programma nog een keer terugluisteren en dan zet je hem zelf maar sneller of langzamer, Matthijs. Oh, streng. De DJ shortlist van Vladimir Ivkovic, daar zitten jij en ik in. Op Le Guess Who afgelopen weekend was hij een van de hoogtepunten. Tijdens Amsterdam Dance Event ook. En dit weekend is hij in de school in Amsterdam. Als je erheen kan gaan, zou ik het doen. En toen ik hem vanmiddag sprak, heb ik hem gevraagd naar een nieuwe track die je misschien dit weekend in de school wel kunt gaan horen tijdens zijn set. En hij kwam met iets aanzetten wat hij lang geleden een keer hoorde, maar onlangs opnieuw is tegengekomen. Eigenlijk heeft herontdekt.
Yes, I mean, again, there are lots of them. But then thinking about the tracks that were released at some point and that appear again, then one of the old tracks that finally got a vinyl release is by EOD, and the track is called The Battery Ports. So when this 12-inch was released, I remember that I used to play this many years ago, and at the moment I can't stop playing, but I really enjoy playing that one again. So for lots of people, it might be a new track because there is this new 12-inch out. So it's basically pressed for the first time on vinyl. So it's an old, new track that came back and that stays for a while.
And did it bring up some nostalgia?
Oh, it's a certain type of sound that, of course, brings some nostalgia from like golden days of IDM, acid and polyrhythms and then some kind of melancholic happiness, if something like this exists. Like when machine or computer music is really emotional and it's a fantastic dance track, by the way. So I think, you know, whoever hears it, some people might hate it, some people might be reminded of something old. For some people it could be something they hear for the first time. But if we talk about newish dance music, then I would really recommend this to everyone.
Thank you. de DJ Shortlist van Vladimir Ivkovic. Sluit af met deze track, EOD, The Battery Pulse Arconic. Als je hem gaat horen en zien spelen in de school in Amsterdam, dan ga je deze track hoogstwaarschijnlijk ook horen. Heel veel